Hey there, everyone. Welcome to Tech Take. I'm your host, Colby Hockmuth. Thanks for joining us this week. We have a really cool topic to talk about today, 3D printing. Last Thursday at the Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville, Alabama, the largest 3D printed rocket component at a record of 20,000 pounds of thrust was fired. So, besides the obvious fact that that is beyond cool, why else is this significant? For one, it has the potential of major cost savings to NASA. With technology like 3D printing and additive manufacturing, less parts and less manpower are needed in the assembly process, which means less money. NASA's been experimenting with 3D printing for a while now, and as early as June 2014, NASA hopes to launch the first ever zero-gravity 3D printer in space. So what does that mean? With this new technology, instead of waiting a couple of months when a part or tool breaks in space for another tool or part to replace it, which it often happens, they'll be able to essentially build their own tools in space. Another capability for these 3D printers is actually printing food. So try to wrap your mind around this. Think about all the ingredients in pizza. Dough mix, tomato, whatever protein, say pepperoni. Happens to be my favorite. Now, the 3D printer will mix with water and oil in a certain chamber, and on a hot surface, layer by layer, starting from the base, it'll create a piping hot, fresh from the oven kind of pizza. So that's the example that Systems Materials Research Corp, or SMRC, used in their proposal, which led them to receive a $125,000 grant from NASA to develop a 3D printer to create food for astronauts that's a little more homey and a little more tasty. Forbes article even called 3D printing the new black. So 3D printers have even made news on Wall Street. 3D printing stocks are constantly going up. In the world of health IT, some are saying that 3D printing could solve the organ donor problem by being able to print a human kidney layer by layer. And if that's not wild enough, a man in Canada shot 14 rounds from a rifle manufactured from a 3D printer. So what's next? Will major manufacturing companies eventually turn into 100% 3D printing, machine-driven metropolis? And what does the capability of 3D printing mean for government? What other ways can leveraging this kind of technology save government and taxpayer monies? Or will it actually cost them jobs? I'd love to hear what you have to say. As usual, tweet at me, at Colby Ann, ColbyAnn, or email me, Colby, ColBy, at fedscoop.com. Love to get a conversation going on this sort of crazy world of 3D printing that's really sort of been in the conversation this summer. So that is all for Tech Take this week. I'm your host, Colby Hockmuth.